we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers.
So launching the first episode of this podcast series, we thought it might be fun to get a little backstory on Benetrends. So joining us right now is Rocco Fiorentino, Benetrends CEO. Rocco, how are you?
Jack, I'm so great. And thanks so much for having me on the show today.
And doing the math, 2023 looks like it's the 40th anniversary mark for Benetrends. First of all, can you believe it's been 40 years? And tell us a little bit about the history of the company.
Oh my God, you're so right. 2023 marks the 40th anniversary for Benetrends. We started back in 1983 in Coronado, California. Our founder, Len Fisher, who's been an ERISA attorney for more than 50 years, started in New York. And he started the business back in 83 and started to go to the franchise shows himself. And he's the guy that created, arguably, he's the architect of the Rainmaker that we fondly have named it. But it's a rollover for a business startup. And it allows anyone to use their retirement funds, tax deferred and penalty free, to invest in themselves. So, Jack, a lot of us have our retirement plans with financial advisors, and they may invest our retirement funds into Apple or Microsoft or any of the publicly traded companies. With the Rainmaker, you are permitted to invest in yourself and form a C-Corp and let that C-Corp get funded by your retirement plan and purchase the business, the franchise that you want and always dreamed of. So we've put over 30,000 people in business over the years. And I have to tell you, one of the most fun parts about our business is seeing people get so excited about finally living their dream and going into business for themselves and doing something they really love.
So that was just the first 30,000 people that you've put into business. Let's talk about the next 40 years of Benetrends. What's going on here in 2023?
Yeah, so the business has changed like most businesses. You know, we can't stand still. We can't be stagnant. So what we did 40 years ago probably wouldn't work, nor would we want it to. But today, we've got a lot more products. We've got a number of different levels of investments. We've become one of the largest SBA partners with our franchise brands. And we now offer a number of different lending products for franchisors to offer to their franchise candidates. So totally different business today.
And who else has joined the team over the past year or so, kicking into 2023?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I talk to a lot of other CEOs. We have a number of CEO calls. And over the last 18 months, we've all been living with the great resignation. We've all lost good people. And certainly we lost a few good people here at Benetrends. But we've been fortunate to add a number of good people to our team, especially in the last year. Certainly, Ali's been a great addition to the marketing team. We've added George Smith on our operations side. We've added some really key people on the technology and automation and training side. So I would tell you that although we lost a few good people, we were fortunate that we were able to hire some really good people. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, but really, really turned out well.
You mentioned technology as well. How is that changing for your internal team and also for your clients?
You know, as consumers, we all start to use technology more and more, whether we like to or not. Regardless of your age, you're going to use technology whether you want to or not. There's nothing we can't do on technology. I just went to get a tire fixed a few weeks ago, and they said, just make an appointment online. And when I made the appointment online for the small little local tire company, I got my reservation. Everything was taken care of. I got a survey afterwards. It was just amazing. So in our business, of course, we handle a lot of financial information, a lot of confidential information. And we want to be the best at what we do. So I vowed to be the world's oldest millennial and get really involved with technology. And so we've invested over $1 million to date, and probably we'll end up with another $1 million in the next year or so in technology and automation. And I think it's time. We want to be efficient at what we do, and we want to make sure all of our information is secure. So we've hired the best, we've been working with the best, and I think at the end of the day, we will be better for it. And that investment is somewhat front-end loaded, right? We have to pay for it in advance. We'll right. probably be able to use it over the next 5 years. And then technology will change again, and we can constantly be updating our website, updating our technology, updating our automation. It's just a never-ending battle. But this year, we decided to take a big bite out of technology and automation, and I think it's working out really well.
It's very trendy to say high tech, but also high touch. But I really do get that vibe from you, Rocco, that even with all of this technology, Benetrends is still very much a relationship focused business.
Yeah, you know, it has to be. It's always been that way. And we're in an industry, franchising, that's based on relationships. So we have relationships with a lot of the brokers and certainly a lot of the franchise brands. And for us, simply put, we like to be the in-house finance department for most franchisors. And we certainly want to be the go-to for the brokers when they need to get their clients funded based on what they want to buy. So it's been great. We pride ourselves on great relationships. That doesn't mean we don't screw up. We're human. We stub our toe once in a while. But I will tell you, we're the first to fix it and the first to admit it. And we learn from it. And everyone learns from it. So it makes us a better company all around.
A couple of other things I wanted to ask you about before we go. There's something called the proprietary program. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, we started that a little while ago. And that kind of got started because there was a need for lenders out there, the SBA banks, and the franchisors out there that want SBA funding for their new franchise candidates. There was a need for someone to build the bridge between borrower and lender. And lenders, as you well know, they'll send some of their business development people to a trade show and pick up a few business cards and go back to the bank and say, hey, guys, I just met the CEO of four different brands. We're going to do business with them. And once the franchisor sends one lead over and that lead doesn't get done, that bank card gets thrown out in the trash. So we go to lenders and we ask them what their appetite is. Some lenders like food, some don't. Some like service brands, some like brick and mortar. And then we decide to partner them with the brands that are exactly what they're looking for. And we let the brand know that we've got lenders that want to specifically lend to them. So we create a proprietary program. That means that we have an understanding, frankly. The understanding simply is we do a lot of work up front to profile the brand, the category, the industry they're in. So the lender understands the brand. For example, there's a lot of fitness out there. There's a lot of new home services out there. And some of these lenders don't understand the category. So we profile them, we do a business plan, we get the lender comfortable with them, and then they allocate a certain amount of money. Usually it's never less than $5 million and probably caps out at around $40 million. But we can go to a franchise brand that we profile and let them know that we've got a lender that's willing to work with them for up to $25 million. However, here's the criteria. We'd like your candidates or your applicants to have X in their credit score and Y in liquid cash and Z in overall net worth. And as long as they meet or exceed that criteria, the lender already knows of the brand and the category. So we don't have to wait 4, 6, 8 weeks for approval. We get it done usually within 1 or 2 weeks. So it speeds up the process. Everyone knows who each other is and everyone understands the expectation of the relationship and how it all works. So that's been great. Now, not every brand it would qualify for the proprietary program. Not every lender wants to be a proprietary lender. So our job, as I said, is to really manage that bridge. You know, we're the toll taker at the bridge between borrower and lender.
And making those connections, I think, is what keeps you in that relationship business that is so important in franchising. We're sitting here in early 2023. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this podcast right now are making their travel plans and registering for IFA events. Tell me what's going on with your conference schedule and your work with the IFA this year.
Yeah, well, as you know, I sat on the board of directors for the IFA for many years, and I also was the chairman for the membership committee for 11 straight years. So very familiar with the IFA and its workings and the way it supports franchisors, franchisees, suppliers. So this year we are the preferred funding vendor, funding partner for the IFA. This is our second year that we're the preferred funding partner for the IFA. So we've got a pretty big exhibit at the IFA show coming up in February in Vegas. So please stop by and see us at the booth. Got a lot going on. And we're looking forward to continue to work with even more of the emerging brands that are coming out now and make sure we understand what their needs are and make sure we can get them what they need.
Excellent. We will see you in Vegas. And before we get to Vegas, let's talk about one final thing. My favorite thing, podcasting. Tell me a little bit about Bellini's with Benetrends and what types of advice and tips you're going to be sharing with our listeners.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone that's been doing podcasts comes up with tricky names. I know you're in the business, so you've heard about Whiskey Wednesdays and a lot of other things that are going on. The Bellini came about by the marketing department. We just did a big holiday party, and we needed to come up with a drink for the party, and they created the Benetrends Bellini. So we had a little fun with that. And now we want to do more podcasts and have different folks involved so we can talk about the different types of lending, about the different types of results you'll get from the lending. A lot going on with interest rates. I don't know if they're going to cap off or if they're going to keep on going. So a lot of people don't really know or understand how the Rainmaker, the ROBS program, really works. So I think we'd like to do a lot more education about that. And we really want to be able to put more entrepreneurs in business. And I think we can do that with a little bit of education.
Excellent. Well, be on the lookout, everyone, for Bellini's with Benetrends. And for more information about Benetrends, follow them on social media everywhere at Benetrends and online at Benetrends.com. Thanks, Rocco. We'll see you in Vegas.
Thank you, Jack. You're the best.